Hey guys, welcome back to Seeking Serenity and Faith. On this episode, I want to talk about the 21 days of fast that I just completed. Whew, where do I begin? So let me just really start off by saying the purpose of the 21 days of fasting was to go into silence, 21 days of prayer, 21 days of worshiping, 21 days of giving up something that usually distracts me and will allow me to get closer with God. And so I really incorporated the Daniel fast with the 21 days fasting, which is scripture as well as giving up meat, dairy, bread, chips, soda, snacks, and so forth. And so for 21 days, I strictly just ate vegetables. I ate beans, drank a lot of water, really limited in what it was that I was able to consume. And I'm extremely proud of myself because it was so hard, and it wasn't the first time doing the 21 days of fasting, but I felt like it was my first or second time actually committing and going through with it. I gave up social media for 14 days of the 21 days fast. I also gave up watching TV. I gave up just indulging in marijuana, indulging in wine, and really just sat with myself, sat with my journal, sat with my Bible, sometimes even just sat in silence, lay down and just look up to the ceiling and just let my thoughts go. You know, I feel like it was a time for me to really face my own thoughts, face the thoughts that I don't want to think about, face the thoughts of my fears, even just reflect on my time being abroad. And let me just say, the reason why I wanted to do the 21-day fasting is because my first 7 months here, being an expat and being abroad living in the Netherlands, has been a bit challenging. It has been hard. I hear that moving abroad and typically your first year. Now, this isn't my first time living abroad. I lived abroad in Manchester, England in 2014 as an exchange student, which sometimes I even forget about. And I really can't remember if I ever felt so lonely and isolated the way that I have now. But I think what made it different was that I was still in school. I was young. I had roommates. And today, 7 years later, I'm now an adult, having taken on the challenge of moving abroad again, but now in a pandemic. And so it has been just really challenging. I needed to get to a place of just like, I just need to get silence. You know how you just sometimes are so annoyed, so frustrated, and you're just like, please leave me alone. Like, people leave me alone. I don't even have energy to talk, to give. I'm just going through something and I don't know how to explain it. And it's just not adding up. It's not making sense. I don't like it. I'm so emotional. And I just needed to find some way to escape, but really more so escape in God's presence, to get close to Him, to say, sir, excuse me, Father, God, can you help me out here? Because I at this point, I surrender. And typically, I don't do the first of the year type anything, you know, goals, fasting. I said it, but I don't commit and make it a traditional thing yearly. But something just felt like it was the right time to do this year. And I feel like I was getting to a point of, I don't know what else to do. I need help. I just did not have the help that I wanted or think I needed, which was, typically I'm a person that goes to therapy a lot. The last therapy session I had before moving abroad was in July 2020. And so I recently, you know, made a commitment to myself going into 2021 that I am going to go back into therapy. I did it by myself for 6-7 months living abroad with no extra support. But I think what I've learned so far while being in the Netherlands is that the very thing that I asked God to provide before making this move abroad is what I'm experiencing now. I asked God, I said, when I move abroad, I want to get closer to you. I want to seek you. I want to grow in my faith. I want to find who Serenity is. I want to get in alignment. And that is happening. And I didn't recognize that what's happening, the shift, the environment, the space that I'm in my home, I'm just like, this is just, something's not added up. What is going on? Why do I not feel as connected to God in the way that I thought I would be? And in reality, God has been here all along, but I think he's given me space to say, Serenity, don't think the same way you've connected with me, vibed with me, prayed and sought and seeked me will be the same way that you do it in this new country and new place. And that's one thing that I've learned. For the past 6-7 months, I have just been trying to figure out, where is he? I see the blessings that he's doing. Oh, God has showed up and showed out. But just that connection of, like, you know, along with the blessings, I'm also like, you know, in faith, I'm praying every day, I'm journaling every day. I was not doing that. Like, it was so hard to even get connected with listening to praise worship music or even journaling every other day or, you know, just waking up in the mornings doing it. It just felt like, why is it so hard? Why am I not connected? And it was not adding up or making sense. And now I have much clarity from the 21 days of fasting. Even a little prior to the 21 days of fasting, you know, God would drop in and out with little snippets, messages, and things to make me realize that I needed this 21-day fast in January, right? And that was the reason why I committed to the fast in January, because I said, I think it's time that I truly, truly seek him and hear from him. And boy, did God talk to me. And now that the 21 days fast is over, I do want to say that I have recognized, having gone back on social media and slowly going back into some, you know, I don't want to say old habits, but I'm being very mindful of what it is that I want to be new in my life. Like, I'm trying to go into June 2021 with no meat. So yes, I'm off the 21 day fast, but I'm trying to go no meat. I want to go alcohol free. So that's been going well. Marijuana free, that I'm doing better at. I have smoked one time since I've been off the fast. But I don't have a craving for it. I don't feel the need to do it. I definitely am mindful of, like, what am I getting from doing any of these things, right? I think it was more so just the easy accessibility that comes with those substances here in the Netherlands. But in my 21 days of fasting, I really just found so much clarity, vision, and what it is it means for the season, like what this season means for me. And when I say season, I do not mean fall, winter, spring, summer. I mean a season of, what is the thing that I need to be doing and focusing on within, you know, this month, between this month. And so for me, I just feel like it's this new year into the summer. What is it that I should be focusing on? What should I be doing? And the thing that has been calling and calling to me is being still and so content. Like, y'all, I have been hustling my behind off for the past few years of planning, researching, making the move abroad, living in New York City, traveling the world, then moving to Atlanta, Georgia, traveling the world, hustling, being in a pandemic, moving in the middle of a pandemic to a new country in the Netherlands, to adjusting and adapting that, and doing my business on top of all of this. Y'all, I'm just tired. And I really saw something on Instagram that really resonated with me, and I'm going to read to you guys. And I feel like this explains where I'm at now. It says, social media will have you anxious over things you don't even want, chasing ideas of success you don't even believe in, Be careful getting swept up in goals that aren't yours. That is so real. So real. Like, I resonate with that on so many levels. Not to say that I don't have goals and I'm not trying to be successful. Like, no, that's exactly what I want to do. But I've already reached some of those goals. And so it's just like, Serenity, can you just actually take a moment in your life right now to kind of just fall back and see what it's like to not be hustling, bustling, rat racing real quick? Like, I was hearing over my fasting and even before the fasting of just like, I'm tired. Like, I've tried and dabbled everything and I'm so proud of myself. One thing that I really have recognized from living abroad is that, yo, I am bomb.com. Like, I never really said it to myself. I never really thought it of myself. I just knew that I was doing great things. Like, I was constantly going. But to actually sit here and say, Serenity, do you know that you can actually like just relax and maybe just enjoy being an expat? Maybe just travel and just be, you know, do whatever fun, creative things come to mind. But like, you don't have to plan and execute and launch and do and be and all these things that just felt so overwhelming and pressuring. And the 21 days fasting has really just brought that so much and clarity for me that I just really feel at peace in saying that, yo, I'm stepping back from my business. I want to still help educators, but I need to figure out, like, what am I doing again, God? Like, I remember couple months back, I said to myself, I want to go abroad. I want to help educators go abroad. Yeah. I want to do it. I saw my heart. It's on my vision. And that I did. But does that mean that this has to be my forever business? Does this mean that I have to keep doing this all year? Like, maybe it was the first 6 months of being abroad and helping someone. You did it. Like, there wasn't a number of educators he said to help, but you did it. So what's next? Like, are you going to just keep going because you feel like that's what you have to do, or because it's opening doors and so you feel like, oh shoot, like let me get in where I can fit in. Let me continue this before, you know, while the hype, the trend is going. And it's like, no, like I just truly want to just know what it feels like to just relax in the sense of be normal. I don't even know how to explain it, but for me, I just feel like I've done so much. I'm only 27. I am goddamn proud of all my accomplishments. And I feel like this is the first time in my adulthood where I say and fully sit and really look around and say, yo, OMG, I want to curse so bad right now. Like, bitch, you did it. Okay. You did that. You interned on Capitol Hill under the Obama administration. You have studied abroad and lived in Manchester, United Kingdom at the age of 16, 17. You have traveled to over 25 countries. You have gotten your master's degree. You have taught in New York. You have taught in Atlanta, Georgia, and you are now living in a whole nother country. All goals that I had since I was a young woman in college. And it just feels like Serenity. What more do you want and need right now? Girl, relax, enjoy, take a pause. See what it's like to be in contentment. And that's exactly where I'm at right now. Like, y'all, that 21 days of fasting really just gave me this clarity of like, oh my gosh, I just want to watch TV and Netflix all day, like, and not worry about trying to launch and post about a business and, you know, like constantly trying to recruit for clients and all these things, or pay any business coach or invest money into anything, and just relax.
Like, I'm just so excited to see what this season will bring for me in a sense of relaxation. Now, I also want to add that does not mean I will not be focusing on things that bring me happiness and creativity, right? It just means that I'm not putting it at the forefront, or it's the focus and priority now. It means that I am not every day investing in being on social media. It means that I am not always trying to launch and recruit my business and all these things. It means that I do not care for the algorithm of Instagram and the way it looks. Listen, when I post what I want to post. If it gets 10 likes, it gets 10 likes. If it gets 50, it gets 50. Like, that's the vibe that I'm just so happy to be on. I've even went ahead and muted certain, you know, influencers and people that are doing great bomb things that I love. But right now, it's just overwhelming me and triggering me in a sense of feeling like, do I need to be doing that too? Because that's a good idea. And it's like, whoa, is that your success or is it their success? Is that your wave and journey or is that their wave and journey right now? It's okay for someone to be very consistent in what they're doing. But is that what you need to be doing right now? Or maybe just enjoy living abroad and wait until the next season of when God says, okay, now let's go back into the business. Let's start promoting. Let's start having fun with this, right? Sometimes we just need breaks. And I feel like this was the whole purpose of me possibly moving abroad. Like, maybe this is what God wanted, for me to have a break. And I truly feel that deep down that I cannot wait to enjoy this break and just still get creative and find new passions or just explore new things. Like, I now have time and I'm actually eager to do YouTube editing and video making. Like, I've traveled to so many places and recorded the content that in the last 7 years, none of it has gone on YouTube. But now I'm actually like, ooh, let's create a video. And it's like, yes. Like, you know, you find those times and those things for the things you didn't have time for in the past. And I just feel like that's where I'm at. So basically, this season for me is about having fun and creativity. And so for me right now, that looks like YouTube. I just recently bought me a tripod. That means like learning how to record myself on my own, take photos of myself on my own so that I can prepare and be excited for travel vacations soon come, hopefully. That means relaxing and watching TV. That means, you know, staying up late if I wanted to without the expectation. Bike riding is really big here in the Netherlands, and I want to do that. I want to work out. I want to explore different foods and have fun in the kitchen. I want to travel, of course. I even want to date like a Dutch guy and just see what that's like. Go on a date with a Dutch guy, black, white, Arab, whatever, but he's from this country. I just want to enjoy that. And I think that was the whole mission of why I wanted to live abroad in another country, was to experience all of that. And I got all of that clarity and confirmation on my 21 days of fasting. And so if it's anything that I can encourage those who are believers, you know, in Christ, or just believers in what the universe can bring for you, or you're just looking for a way to get clear, do a fasting and be very intentional about it. You know, journal, meditate, be in silence, pray, and really just fall back and let God and the universe talk to you.